A vision is a starting point that too many are unable to bring to reality for a variety of reasons, not all their own doing every time. As we start our show dedicated to remembering our military heroes on this Memorial Day weekend, who gave of themselves with the ultimate sacrifice, we're joined by a man who did indeed take his vision 10 years ago and turn it into a long overdue and much needed honor for New Jersey military veterans, as hope became the Northern New Jersey Veterans Memorial Cemetery, which is located in Sparta. Here to preview their Memorial Day ceremony is the man with that vision. He's also the president of the Vietnam Veterans of America Walk Hill Valley Chapter 1002, John Harrigan. Thanks for being here today, John.
Oh, very good. Thank you, Chris. Nice talking to you.
And let me give you a couple of websites listening. NNJVeteransMemorialCemetery.org is for the Northern New Jersey Veterans Memorial Cemetery. Learn more about the Vietnam Veterans of America Walk Hill Valley Chapter 1002. It's VVA1002.org. And as mentioned, John, Monday is Memorial Day, and obviously you have an event set to go. Give us the details about what the plans are over at the Northern New Jersey Veterans Memorial Cemetery for Monday.
On Monday, we've coordinated with the American Legion Chapter 132 in Franklin. They'll be coming out doing most of the ceremony. Our VVA chapter will have our flags here. What we'll be doing is placing the flags on the veterans' graves. All the family members are invited, and whoever's here will be placing. We'll have a bunch of veterans. They'll also be placing flags on the veterans' graves in honor of Memorial Day.
And I'm assuming the public is invited to attend as well?
Oh, yes. The public is open to the public. Anything we do at the cemetery, the public is more than welcome to come and see how everything's progressing.
Mentioned in the introduction, 10 years ago, you paid a visit to a military cemetery in New York State. Did you ever think that everything would come to pass that you would hope for?
I had an idea it would, but when you see how much work you have to put into it in order to make it a reality, you start to have your doubts. But if you just keep going forward and, you know, make it happen, it can work. It's just amazing that this is here now. And at the present time, we have 135 internments, and we do have people that have signed up. About 300 people are on a waiting list. You know, it's here for the area. That's the main point, that it's here for the families and the area that we service.
Because, and we've talked about this frequently in the past, the closest Northern New Jersey Cemetery came to be, the closest military cemetery was 3 hours away, and that was on a good traffic day, and they were pretty close to capacity as it was. So this was a dire need.
Right. It's the closest cemetery, military cemetery, is in Wrightstown. And even in Pennsylvania, the closest one they have is Fort Indian Town Gap. And since that, is so far away, we've opened it up to anyone who's, you know, wants to be buried here, can be buried here, that's a veteran. And it's the same rules and regulations for a veteran and a spouse. And it's here for the veterans.
Describe the layout and the facility that you have set up at this point in time, because I know you're always thinking about expansion, and, you know, the sad truth is there will be need for expansion sooner versus later. Unfortunately, but in the here and now, what's the facility like? What does it hold, and what does it present?
Well, right now we have the first section open, and that'll hold about 1,400 to 1,500 bodies. That's bodies and ashes. The second section will hold 9,000 bodies, and that's the whole total capacity for the whole cemetery should be about 14,000 to 15,000.
And they say that it's going to be a sooner versus later need because, like it or not, that's we all have our finite points in our lifespan, and this is a generation, especially World War II, and now we even look ahead to Korean Vietnam veterans are passing away at an accelerated rate now.
Right. There's a need for this, and it's here. And even when, you know, there's always going to be veterans. Veterans defend the country. They'll be here, and this will be open for them in the near future or far into the future.
So with John Harrigan, who was the driving force, the founder, if you want to get technical about it, of the Northern New Jersey Veterans Memorial Cemetery, which is located in Sparta. Learn more at NNJVeteransMemorialCemetery.org. John's also the president of Vietnam Veterans of America, Walk Hill Valley, Chapter 1002, and they're at vva1002.org, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. And mention the facility layout and what you have in the here and now, because if someone goes to the cemetery website, they see a challenge being offered because you have a plan for a family room in the administrative building. Talk about what the plans are and how people can become a part of making that part of the dream happen.
Well, right now we're working out of a work trailer, basically, and this is where people would come. And it's not the best environment to come into. What we're trying to do and what we are doing is raising funds for a office building. It won't be huge. It'll be, you know, like a family center where, if you know, that people can come and sit, an office and a filing area to keep records and things. At the present time, we have about $100,000 raised. Our goal is about $300,000. So we're getting there. And once we do, we'll be able to break ground and have the building put up.
Well, certainly, if you look at the track record of the support that you've gotten in every way possible, politically, at all levels, in state and local bodies, you've had legal services, construction services offered at, you know, pro bono or greatly reduced costs. You can check off on the state tax form a way to make a donation to the cemetery as well. I would not be surprised if you get a lot of help in making this part of the dream come true, John.
I can't say enough about the people that have helped, from the politicians to the attorneys, like you said, the construction workers. It's just amazing, and that's why I never have any doubts that it'll get done, because people step up and they come to me and we sit down and talk and we get it done. And thanks to those people helping us, this is how we get there.
Certainly, you've probably heard a lot from families who have had their loved ones reinterned in a closer to home facility such as yours. What has this meant to the families of those who have passed on?
I'll tell you. As a matter of fact, right now I'm at the cemetery, and it's just a feeling that no matter when you come here, you can always find a family member coming here to visit a grave, and they've come up to me and they've had tears in their eyes saying thank you for doing this, because if my husband was down in Wrightstown, I'd never be able to visit him. Here, at least I can come once or twice a week, and this makes a great deal of difference to them. And it's a great feeling for me that this is something that they needed, and it's here.
And just a reminder, as John said, they'll be holding the Memorial Day services, obviously this coming Monday, on the cemetery grounds, and you are invited. Learn more at NNJVeteransMemorialCemetery.org. That's also where you can find out how you can play a role in making the family room in the administrative building a not just a possibility, but a reality with a donation of any kind. Certainly, if you think you have talents, skills, business, anything that can help the cemetery further expand and get closer to what their ultimate goals are, you can certainly contact the Northern New Jersey Veterans Memorial Cemetery again through their website, njveteransmemorialcemetery.org, located at 75 North Church Road in Sparta, New Jersey. It's certainly a long overdue, and through determination, drive, it all started from a dream. It has come to pass with a lot more growth and comfort than it's going to offer the families of our military heroes who do pass on. Two websites again, njveteransmemorialcemetery.org. And John's also the president of the Vietnam Veterans of America, Walk Hill Valley, Chapter 1002. Their website, vva1002.org. John Harrigan, thank you so much for what you do and have done and will continue to do for our heroes in the military, both those still with us, their families, and those who have passed. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you very much, Chris. It's a pleasure to talk to you.